Good morning. Welcome to, good afternoon. Welcome to the FTS bet slip on Friday, the whatever it is of June. I can't see and I've no idea. 26th, is it? Got a few things today. Let's just start. I am not acknowledging any football tournaments won in the month of June, unless it is the Euros or the World Cup. International tournaments, I'm not acknowledging them. Absolute load of old nonsense. I checked the Premier League Articles of Association and Rules and Regulations. It stated the 2020 football season had to be finished by the 31st of May. It wasn't. We've come in with a load of old nonsense. Five subs, no crowds, all Mickey Mouse. Thing should have been voided and it's just a nonsense, so I don't acknowledge it, so it never happened. So that's it. There is that's it. FTS rules apply. Just not acknowledging it. So you can email, tweet, message away, I'm ignoring it. Right, let's start with my old mate Spready yesterday, because I didn't get this in the pod yesterday. I ain't calmed down enough by the time I got to you. Old Spready yesterday, I gave him what for on FaceTime. If I could have got hold of him, he'd have got the old FTS headbutt, the Marvin Agler right hook and been down. Got a sheet for me that he's doing, and I'm sitting there yesterday morning trying to import fixtures, keep getting the old grey end debug business up there every time I do it. End debug. So after about half hour and wanting to smash my laptop up, I thought, I'm not having this, so I FaceTimed him. I texted him a year about, he called me, I FaceTimed him. I catch him in the middle of Mordor. I mean, he sounded, I don't know where he sounded, I think he was coming out of Mordor Castle. I said, where are you? He said, Nottingham. Honestly, did it sounded like he had a couple of orcs around him. So I said, this sheet, I said, that you've told me. I said, I need to, it's got old fixtures on it. I can't get the new ones in. It won't import them. It just keeps debugging, keeps failing. Oh, so I spin the old FaceTime round and show him. So I've now got him, the camera pointing at my screen. He went, yeah, show me that. I said, look there, bang, debug. He went, all right, okay. He said, what you need to do is clear contents. That's what you need to do. He said, don't delete. You need to clear contents. So the old fixtures that are in there, don't delete them, clear contents. Well, Spready, that's not what you told me, is it? See, he's sitting there like all just clear contents. You sent me a video, son, which you quite clearly said shift spacebar control down and then hit the delete button. So that's what I did. I was doing what you told me. And I spent half hour of my life trying to sort it out because you gave me duff info. Now, very good at what you do. Excellent. But let's have less of the Mordor stuff. And what can't speak can't lie. Hold on a minute, because we've got video evidence.
Hi, Ian. It's Chris here. How are you? Right, I've got the...
Now, that's the start of the video. He's made a video of the Excel sheet where he's sharing his screen, but he's got himself down in a little corner, you know, like he does. He puts himself down. He's gone, hello, Ian. He's waving at me. It's a video, Chris. What am I meant to wave back? He said, hello, Ian. And he's waving. Oh, I'll just wave at video, shall I, Chris? And everybody will think I'm flipping Looney Tunes. So that's the start point first, son. You don't need to wave at me. I know it's you. Who else is going to be in there? Flipping Gollum going to pop up out of Middle Earth. Hold on a second. And then we get into the crux of it.
And now, because this is very early, there's no formatting, so the data's coming in without any formatting at all. There's also no clear function yet on this. So if you need to clear the data, just clear it manually. So shift, spacebar, control, shift and down, and then hit the delete key. Shifts.
And we all heard it, Chris. We all heard it. And then hit the delete key. I was doing exactly as instructed. Half hour of my life wasted. You were lucky, son. If I'd got hold of you yesterday, I'm a man under pressure at the minute, and if I'd got hold of you, you would have got it, son. You would have got the old Middle Earth would have been quaking. So there, yeah, old spreadsheets. I mean, he's brilliant at what he does. Waving at me in the video. What's all that about? Hello, Ian. What are you doing, man? Come on, crack on. He's a good lad, really. Why not? Got to take the piss out of him now and then. Can't give him praise all the time, can you? But he got it wrong. Duff info. Fucking can't be doing with duff info. And then yesterday, now this is, I could fucking lose it now, but I'm going to try not to. It's 24 hours have passed. This week, I've been very tired, been very busy, and you sort of want to, Dave who's sort of with me, maximising time. So all I've sort of said, you don't get a lot of feedback from people, is, and all I've asked for, if you give us some feedback, then we can tailor things to suit you better. And that is all FTS, what we produce is about, is what suits you better. Whilst I started this podcast as a bit of an experiment, I try and put info on it, as well as in amongst all my bollocks, that helps people. But if we know what you want, then we can do more of that and do less of the bollocks, if you like. And the same with the website, we can put videos up. So that's all I've said over the last couple of weeks. Do you want the podcast to continue? I'm putting horses on Twitter. Any feedback? Do we want to keep those going? Do you want the podcast to go? What would you like to? And we're now looking at building the training section of the website. And we've got some videos, but it's important that we put them on there. So that's all I've said over the last few days. If you can let us know, we can get stuff sorted that you guys will actually want and use. And I appreciate not everything's for everybody. And I advocate less is more. So I want to try and get out, you know, quality as opposed to quantity. So this guy, I hadn't put that podcast out 15 minutes yesterday, and I think this is Fred. I think this is old green screen Fred, not Fred Upnor, because Fred Upnor's a good lad, and I think he thinks I'm targeting him, but he thinks that other people may think that. Fred Upnor, not you, son, good lad. Guy Fred emailed me a while back, can't remember whether it was email or text, having a go about green screens and why do I post the green screens and load of old shit and this, that and the other, and I sort of thought, right, fuck it, I'll post more now. So I've put that out yesterday, and this has come anonymously, but I think it's him. He's I've literally within 15 minutes heard the podcast, see you're after sort of glorifying praise. So I've got, what are you on about? Because you had a 22-1 winner, you want everybody to lap it up and praise you for it, and the football. I see you're now seeking praise. What the fucking fuck McFucks are you on about? I mean, I think anybody who fucking knows me remotely knows that I am not one fucking ounce like that. And you fucking absolute fucking moron. It's for the exact reasons that I've just said, that actually time is limited, particularly at the minute, with football coming thick and fast every day, racing getting going 3, 4, 5 meetings a day, that to use the time to fucking help people better. But clearly you are fucking devoid of any help, because you're an absolute fucking moron. I mean, honestly, people say, why'd you do it? Fucking that. When I get shit like that, I do think, what the fuck? What's the fucking point? You're fucking asking people for fucking, what would you like to see, so you can try and help them, and you get a fucking wank stain, absolute fucking mess of a man, wank stain on the bed sheets of fucking society, giving you shit like that for fucking your day. Oh, fuck off. So I'm going to fucking track you down, you fucking wanker. Don't you worry about that, because I'm fucking good at it. I am going to fucking find out who you are, and you are fucking getting it. Go and fuck yourself, you fucking dick. Sorry about that. I wasn't going to get annoyed, but then it fucking came back to me. I couldn't actually give a fuck whether anybody spoke to me or fucking not. It's the fact that, oh, he mentioned Peter Crouch, that's right, he said something about, he compared me, do I think I'm Peter Crouch podcast or something, I should have all this praise, I can't remember, I haven't got it in front of me. It's fucking coming back to me now, absolute fucking bellend. He'll be fucking listening, for the start of it. Let's just, podcast predominantly, any good podcast, is two people talking. Would it be fucking Mayo and Commode doing the movies, Crouch and his cronies who do a great podcast, love it. Any podcast I've listened to has never ever been one person. I'm the only man who sits here talking to myself. And that was the reason why I did it. I remember the fucking conversation I had with him there yesterday, the exchange, I said that I'm talking to myself most of the time, and it would just be nice to get some feedback so that I could actually gauge what people use, don't use, and do it. Because I do feel at times that I'm sat here talking to myself. And that's a conversation I've had with people near me. I've had, you know, people I deal with, Kevin Kelly and that, things I've said to them. If you don't get any feedback at all, you are just talking to yourself. And then you don't know what people are doing with the stuff the other end. There might be people who don't listen anymore. There might be people who use it. There might be people who really want the football. There might be people who want more football. There might be people who don't want horses, want more. And that's all I was ever trying to gauge. But this fucking twat thinks that because we had a 22-1 winner, by the way, we had about 10 losers the day before, I don't comment on any of that. You fucking absolute fuckwad. Honestly. Fucking idiot. I'm just remembering it now. It's coming back to me. I'll revisit this subject, don't worry, because I'm going to fucking find him. There's absolutely, I've got a fucking million ways to do it, and I will find him. I find them all in the fucking end. So I had fucking Chrissy. I was in a fucking rage anyway. And then this morning, fucking Art had deleted 3 games from the Ultimate Database. 3 out of 11 odd thousand, and I had to find them. Happy days, isn't it? It's fun being me at times. Right, what have we got? I can't even remember. Alcorsan, see, another game, didn't lose away. Amazing, isn't it? Amazing. They're going to go through the season undefeated. Right, where are we? Where the hell are we? I've lost the plot now thinking of that fucking conversation. I have. Yesterday was a fucking shite day, wasn't it? Didn't it all go horribly? Everything went wrong. And I see 4 billion. I can't have 8 people around for a barbecue, but 4 billion people can converge on Bournemouth Beach and nothing happens. And 2,000 people can converge outside a football stadium, apparently. A certain football stadium. How can any of this be right? What the fuck is going on? What is going on, I ask you? Right, hang on a minute. I can't find anything now. I've got myself. That guy's, he wound me up. I recovered. I've wound myself up again. I'm spinning around like a spinning top here. Football, I will get there. I've got it somewhere. Here we go. In here. Let's see what I've got for you, my little beauties. I've got that one there. I'm going to open 2 at the same time. I was going to give you some home mentions, but with the way they've been going, I'll talk about that next week as well, about some returns on a sheet I'm doing I've got the returns since lockdown. It's quite staggering, absolutely staggering, in fact. I've achieved things in whatever, how many fixtures since lockdown. I think I've got about 250 to 300 on the sheet that took 6-7 years to achieve on Ultimate. It's quite incredible. That's why I said caution. Right, I'm getting there. I am getting there. Bear with me. That fucking... Imagine comparing me to Peter Crouch. He's 6'6". I'm fucking 5'7". For a start. Fucking hell. Honestly. There's some absolute fucking bellends, isn't there? In the world. Really are fucking odd. Odd dickheads. I'd love knowing what makes twats like that tick in the morning. If they find any fucking happiness in life whatsoever. As opposed to just fucking bitching and moaning. I've got the wrong sheet while I'm doing that. This could be bad. The laptop could go out the fucking window in a minute. Oh, I'm getting fucking wound up. All I need to do is see Suggsy, give him a butt. Right, here we go, yes. Right, one game I am all over tonight. There is only one game. Belenenses against Sporting Lisbon. I've got it all ends up. So, 1.5, 2.5. You can play either, both, whatever you like. Let's just have a look at these are the morning odds on. Oh, 2.5's quite tidy actually. I hadn't looked at the recent Betfair price. Yeah, so over 1.5 goals, if you're going to play that, I'd play it from 20 minutes onwards. Over 2.5 through the first 10 minutes, remove your liability on a goal. And if there is no second half goal by the 70th minute, so whatever the scoreline, if it's between 0-0 and 3-3, and it gets to 70th minute and there hasn't been a second half goal, then drip laying a second half goal, drip lay the current scoreline or the relevant unders market. So if it was 2-1, you'd lay under 3.5 and drip lay that 70 through 80 minutes. So Belenenses Sporting Lisbon at 7:15 in Portugal tonight. If it wins, fucking jump up and down, tag Fred in, and let's fucking have some on the old tweets. Fuck's sake. I've got a feeling I know who this is, I'll be honest. I've got a feeling that I do know who this is. And I am going to fucking find him. And then look out. This will be, that will be a podcast. That will be a video podcast. That will be the first one live. Because I will go and fucking see him. Right. Happy days. What is it? What is it? Fucking hell. I deal with some dicks. I've had it all this week. I really have fucking had it. I know I'm tired. I know I'm tired and emotional. I'm tired and emotional. But, just people are getting more fucking stupid, aren't they? I do not deal with thick people very well and getting more stupid. It's fucking mind-numbing, really. Right, that's it. I've done the football. I haven't got any recipes. I told you about Chrissy. Evidence. Shown the evidence. Delete, Chrissy. That was the word. Delete. Control-Shift, spacebar. Delete. There you go. That's what I was doing, son. End debug. Oh, you meant to clear contents. Oh, if I got him. If I'd have got hold of, there's three of them there. If I got hold of him, if I got hold of Art this morning, Art was nearly getting. I mean, why would you delete three games out of the database? What? For a game? Do me a favour, honestly. Good job I like him. Good job I like Chrissy as well. Right, I'm waffling. Have a lovely day. I have taken on board your feedback. Please do keep it coming, despite what Fatpot says. Dave is kindly collating it all into sort of categories so that we can then focus. My plan is I all the football seasons are going to finish by July. I'm not going to get much time until that happens. I would imagine, although we've got no start date, we're going to have a 4-6 week break at the end of July through to sort of the new season starting sometime mid-September, I would think, once they've sorted the football calendar out. It is my intention to produce all these videos and everything and get them on site in that break, so it's ready for the new season. So that is where we're heading at the minute, for people asking. Just we want to do it right. I like doing things right. Dave's very much about doing things right, and ultimately then you guys get something out of it. So that is really the only motivation. So that's it. Believe whatever else bollocks you like. Right, have a lovely day Friday. Good luck with any bets this evening. As I say, for me, it's all about Belenenses Sporting Lisbon. And I'll be back tomorrow. I'll be cool, calm and collected. Everything's going to work. No one will have deleted databases. No one will have given me wrong flipping Excel instructions. And I won't have read any shitty emails or spoken to any Liverpool fans. So it's going to be a lovely day. I think that's why Art did it, because he's a Liverpool fan. It'll be lovely. I'm going to avoid them for the next 3 months. Not going to speak to one. Enjoy yourselves. Lee Cal, I need to speak to him. Nice lad. Why do you have to support Liverpool, Lee? Hey, why? What's the matter with you? Right, have a lovely day, and I'll be... I think he lives in Manchester as well. What's he doing supporting Liverpool? If he does just come to me. If you live in Manchester, what the fuck are you doing supporting them? Dearly me, what is going on? Holy schmoly. It's like... I'm back now. Lee's helped me with Bet Angel, but obviously Peter Webb's Bet Angel. This leads to a story, because... I believe, I might have this wrong, but I believe, I know Peter's a Southampton fan, and I believe there was a picture that he posted of himself in the Portsmouth director's box. I mean, what are you doing? What are you doing? I've got my best mate, the guy who does the horses, he's my best mate, he is an Arsenal fan, out and out gooner, always heavily involved up there. Always got 10, 15 tickets. Knows everybody. I think he was on the Zoom thing when they played last night. And he's always trying to get me to go to Arsenal with him. He's got this sort of sick thing of getting me in the Arsenal end of the Emirates. I've been in the Spurs end. And he sort of said, I'll come on. He's always got spare tickets. Come with me. And he's had a couple of corporates. Come with me. And I said, no, not doing it, not doing it, not doing it. You can poke it. I'd rather eat my own arm. And I see how Pete doesn't have that. He just goes. I don't get it. How can you sit in there? And he, anyway, my mate said I think he's about 46, 47 now. He's going to have his 50th birthday in the Emirates corporate hospitality, because then I'll have to go. But he didn't come to my 40th because he was doing something else. So I'm just going to turn him down. He can sod it. So there. I will not be going. Why would I want to step in there with that lot? Hey, what on earth are you doing? Why would a Southampton fan want to be sitting in with Portsmouth fans? Don't get it. Anyway, right, I'm waffling again. Right, have a lovely day. What is it? It's Friday. Right, I am going. Have a lovely time. I'll see you all this evening. No, I won't. Tomorrow. What? I'm delirious. I'll see you tomorrow morning.